Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Would everybody bow, please? Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us today, Lord, and thank you for forgiving all of us for our sins. Be with Brother Cal today as he brings his lesson, Lord, and use him as you know how to use him. And be with everybody here. Be with those who need healing. Be with those who need comfort. Be with those who need the truth. Be with those who need conviction. And fill this place and do it in the loving way only you know how to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Don't sit down. We'll just go ahead and read the scripture while y'all are up. All right. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I know some of y'all are my age and older, and I know how tough it is on the knees and the joints and the hips to get up and down and up and down. So that's why I ask you to just keep standing as we honor God's word this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
I like to hear some pages. Boy, that's good. I hear that over there. Amen. All right, let's go read this verse 7, one verse to us. For God, say that with me, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. If you have a spirit of fear this morning, it's not from God. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Father, would you powerfully unpack your word for us this morning? God, would you speak to our hearts? I think the issue of fear, the spirit of fear, is very prevalent among many of us today. So I ask God that freedom might ring throughout this building today, that you would set folks free. Thank you, Lord. Speak, your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. This morning we're looking at getting free from one of the most debilitating emotions that human beings come in contact with. Fear can be unbelievably powerful. As my buddy James Merritt often says about fear, it penetrates the heart, it poisons the spirit, and it paralyzes the soul. Can y'all repeat that? Let me say it again. What does fear do? It penetrates the heart, it poisons the spirit, and it paralyzes the... That's it. Y'all got it. And it can affect you mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, socially, spiritually. Fear, the spirit of fear, can affect you all day. Did y'all know that fear causes all kinds of health problems? And I don't have time to relay all the stats and all the stuff that I ran across this week. But here's what I can tell you. Medical science now tells us that you can be literally scared to death. Medically, that can really happen. And so when you look at fears today, some folks have a fear of heights. We senior adults have a fear of falling. Come on, give me a witness now, seniors. All right. Some kids have a real fear of the dark. Some folks have a fear of snakes, spiders, and bats. There is, still, after 9/11, still a fear of terrorism. Many people fear the future. Investors today have a fear of a falling market and plummeting stocks. High school and college kids have a fear of failure. Government officials fear going to war. I know some people who have a fear of germs. I do. And I know some folks who have a fear of enclosed spaces, a fear of crowds. And by the way, if you've ever been to the beach, you know that there's a fear of sharks. Although you're much more likely to be killed by a barnyard pig than you are a shark. Truth. And so the old quote that's been around for dozens of years, the only thing that you have to fear is, while that all sounds good, it's just simply not true. I mean, if you're staring a rattlesnake only thing I've got to fear is fear itself. No. Fear is something all of us have to deal with on a regular basis. And fear can stop you dead in your tracks. It can keep you from becoming all that God wants you to be. And now there is a good kind of fear. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of, yes. And so there's a good kind of fear, but there's a bad kind of fear that leads people away from God and not to God. It's the spirit of fear. And if you allow yourself to be controlled by fear, listen to me, that spirit will starve your faith and feed your doubt. And by the way, I call him the sinister minister of fear and doubt. Guess where all that stuff comes from? Y'all know his name. We all know him personally. Come on, what's his name? That's who fear comes from. And so if you allow fear to control you, it'll cause you to do things you would not normally do. And it'll keep you from doing the things you want to do. That's right. And it'll cause you to run when really you just need to stand. It'll cause you to be quiet when you know you should speak up. Hello? So this morning, we're going to learn how to fight fear. And in one sentence, under the inspiring work of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul wrote to his young preacher protege, Timothy, and put fear in its proper perspective. Are y'all ready? That was the introduction. Y'all are in trouble. I want to give you three great truths from this verse about how to handle fear and how to get free from fear, how to fight fear when it comes. And I think it's obviously going to be there for all of us. We all need to learn how to fight fear. So here's the first thing. When you feel this emotion, this thing called fear coming at you or attacking you, you need to examine that fear. You need to admit it, analyze it, and put it in its proper perspective. Put it in its proper place. Just to examine that fear. By the way, the word fear in your New Testament, that's our English word for phobia. All of you know what a phobia is, right? All of y'all know what a phobia is, right? Okay, when I ask a question, let's respond, all right? I want to make sure I'm communicating with you. Here's just a few phobias I ran. Acrophobia is a fear of what? High places. On the other hand, claustrophobia is a fear of what? Enclosed places, right? Y'all are good. And we've got some folks who have this kind of phobia. It's called ergophobia, which is a fear of work. Yeah. And then demophobia, which is a fear of crowds. And I'm related to some folks who really have to deal with that. And did y'all also know that there is a phobia of mother-in-laws? If you're a mother-in-law, raise your hand. I love y'all. All right. There he is. There's a real fear, our phobia of mother-in-laws. And we all struggle with some kind of fear. The first step to getting over your fear is to call it what it is. Admit it. And examine it and put it in its proper place. Now, you don't need to be ashamed about it. Because it's something everybody has to deal with. Fear is something all of us have to do. And I want to tell you what, you can be walking with God hand in hand. You can be reading and studying your Bible every day. You can be praying heaven down. And then yet all of a sudden, you're in a battle with fear. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And so, by the way, fear is real. And it attacks all of us from time to time. And so the first key to whipping fear and fighting fear is just simply admit, you know what, I'm scared, Lord. And this is not from you. This is from the evil one. And this is one of the areas of weaknesses that I have. And just put fear in its proper perspective. It's not from you. It's from the evil one. And I just rebuke it in Jesus' name. And so you got to deal with it or it'll paralyze you. It'll neutralize you and it'll monopolize you. So acknowledge your fear. Examine it and move on to the next step. What's the next step? Ooh, I'm glad you asked. Look at verse 7 again there in 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're just unpacking the Word of God here. Now look at the latter part of this verse. It says, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of there's three things listed. What are they? Power and a, very good. And so here's the second key to fighting your fear and having victory is to exercise your faith. Exercise your faith. Examine your fear and then exercise your faith. You see, when fear increases, what happens to our faith? That's right, it decreases. And when faith increases, fear decreases. And really what fear is the absence of faith. Let that sink in. Fear is the absence of faith. And fear, the truth about fear is simply this. Fear is something you believe you can't handle or someone else cannot handle for you. That's where it's coming from. And that's where our faith in God comes from. Now, here's the first thing. God has given you not a spirit of fear, but what has He given you? Power. Power. You've got power. Look at your neighbor and say, you're better than the Energizer Bunny. You've got power. Listen, brother, listen, sister, listen to your preacher today. You've got the strongest power in the universe taking up residence in your life. You've got resurrection power available. And so we can have victory over anything and everything because you've got the power of God in your life. You have the Spirit of God in your life. That same power that raised Jesus from the grave is available for you to fight fear. Somebody shout amen. Amen. There's no foe you cannot face. There's no war you cannot win because you have God's power. That's where you've got to trust God that He's given you everything you need to get over what you've got to get over. Now, I believe in memorizing Scripture. There's one other person in here that believes in memorizing Scripture. We need to memorize the Word of God. We need to hide it in our hearts, number one, so that we may not sin against God. But I want you to turn to 1 John chapter 4. This is one every single one of us need to memorize. First John, because fear is coming your way. Here it is. 1 John 4 and verse 4. I'll wait for y'all to get there because it's that important. First John 4 and verse 4. If you're there, say amen. You say, I'm still trying to get there? All right. 1 John 4 and verse 4. Watch this. Listen to this. Lean in, child of God. Here it is. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. You know, I've always wanted to know who them and they is. Hadn't you? Well, you know what they say. Well, who is John talking about here? He's talking about the spirit of Antichrist. He's talking about the demonic and the evil spiritual forces that are at work. And he says, and have overcome them because, listen to it, here it is, because he, capital H, who is in you, is greater than he, little h, who is in the world. There it is. Claim that verse of Scripture. You've got the power. You've got the greatest force in the universe in you. You can do anything. I'm living proof. You can do anything. You have the power. Look at your neighbor and say, you've got power. Now, here's the second thing. Now, just remember, you always, if you're a child of the King, you always have God with you, God in you, and God's for you. God's for you. Hey, y'all gonna get it. God's for you. He is for you. He's not against you. He's not mad at you. He's for you. He's in you, and he is with you. Now, what about the second thing? Well, we not only have the power of God to fight our fears, we've got the love of God to face our fears. Ooh, that's good. We have the power of God to fight our fears. We've got the love of God to face our fears. Are y'all with me? He says, I'm back in Timothy again. He says, you got power and you got love. Now, how do I say it? No one or no thing can stop God's love. Let me just tell everybody, from Jacob all the way over here to Michael, God loves every one of y'all. And you can't stop him from loving you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care who you did it with. God loves you. And you can't make God love you any less. He just loves us. And by the way, you can't make God love you any more than he does right now. God is love, and he loves you. Now, I was at a prayer. I've been in a bunch of prayer meetings this week, so I know God's going to do something here this morning. I've been in a prayer meeting with other Christians and believers and pastors and blah, 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 all week long, every day this week, except yesterday. And here, I was in a prayer meeting at Hilldale, first and third Monday nights of the week. If you want to get involved in a spirit-filled prayer meeting, Terry Perry can tell you, J.D. Justice can tell you, Glenn can tell you, the Clarks can tell you. We have a powerful prayer meeting up at the main branch of Hilldale Baptist Church. It's across the street at the Deaf Family Life Center or the Deaf Center or whatever. We meet in there the first and third Monday nights of the month. And old Dwight Dixon leads it. And you know what? He's old school. Dwight's 86 years old. But he doesn't take a pill of any kind. He's healthy as a horse. And he brings that, sometimes he'll bring a ukulele. Sometimes he'll bring a banjo, and sometimes he'll bring a mandolin. And then about once a month, am I right? He'll say, this is the greatest song that's ever been written. It's the greatest song that's ever been written. It's so simple, but it's so true. And he'll start strumming on whatever instrument he's got. And Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so, little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Sing it with me. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Give him praise. Woo! And so you've got God's power and you've got God's love, and there's one more in this faith, in exercising your faith. It's, well, look at it with me. He says, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, what we're talking about here is self-control, a disciplined, balanced life. We have the ability to understand fear. We have the ability to understand what it is and what it's not. We have the ability to understand what it can do and what it can't do. And I ran across this. Did you know that 60% of our fears are unwarranted? In other words, 60% of the things that we're worried sick about are unwarranted. You don't have, you shouldn't be worried about it. Shouldn't be afraid of it. And then another 20% of our fears are completely out of our control. You can't do anything about it. And then 10% are so petty, they don't make any difference. And so really all you've got to fight are is the last 10%. Are y'all with me? And that's where your faith comes in. That's where your faith in God comes in. And let me just say this. Y'all know how blunt I am sometimes, but when in the world are we going to just start trusting God with everything we've got, no matter what it costs? Look what it cost the Lord. Look what it cost Him. We just need to get to the point and the place where we're just going to trust God and place our faith in Him. That's what it means to have a sound mind, to have self-control. I taught Sunday school for Billy last week, and we always have a prayer request time. And I love y'all enough to tell you the truth. We have prayer requests for 20 minutes and then we pray for two. But during that time, I got kind of blown away. I'm pretty verbal. And it's not very often when I have a loss of words. But my buddy John Koch and I were sitting right here. And he said, "I need y'all to pray for me." And I said, "What is it that we need to pray about, John?" He said, "Well, I got diagnosed with Parkinson's this week." And I mean, John, it just took the wind out of my sails. I didn't know what to say. But I didn't have to say anything because you know what came out of his mouth, the very next words? "I don't know what God's going to do, but He knows what He's doing. And I'm just going to trust Him. Whatever God wants to do with this, He can heal me. He cannot heal me. He can help me to walk with it and live with it. Whatever God wants to do." That, my brothers and sisters, is where we've got to get. Exercise your faith. If you've never exercised your, do you even have any faith? Power, love, and a sound mind. There's one final step, and we'll get it right now. So, what are the keys so far? Examine your fear. Exercise your faith. Here's the last one. Exalt your heavenly Father. Exalt your Father. Look at the first two words of verse 7 in 2 Timothy 1. What are those first two words? Say it again. Say it one more time. For God. Now, when you bring your heavenly Father into the arena of fear, the fight's already fixed. Y'all didn't get it? When you bring your Father into your situation and you're scared and you're enveloped with fear and you ask God to come into the fray with you, the fight's done. The fight is fixed. He's got it. And so for God. For God. And by the way, if God is your heavenly Father, and God the Spirit lives within you, and Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you don't have to fear your past. Why? Because all of your sins have been forgiven. You don't have to fear the present, because all of your sins have been buried and put away. And you don't have to fear the future, Because your destiny is eternally secure. Whoo! Glory to His name. And so, the way to increase your faith, listen to me, is to focus on your Heavenly Father. Focus on Him. And there's something that dramatically that happens when you focus on Him, when you begin to exalt Him and make much of Him and praise Him and thank Him, that just kind of causes your fears to subside. You ever notice that? Next time you're a little bit worried and shook up and tore up or whatever, just start lifting up Jesus. Just start counting your blessings. Just start lifting Him up and making much of Him. Just start praising Him and giving Him gratitude and thanksgiving. And you know what? It'll increase your faith and your fears will subside. They'll go away. As a young boy, one of my favorite authors growing up was Robert Louis Stevenson. Any of y'all remember him? Three of you? Four? Five? Say, okay. Well, one day, little Robert Louis Stevenson was a young boy growing up, and he accidentally locked himself into his room, and he couldn't get out. And it wasn't just a few minutes later, it started getting dark. And little Robert had a fear of the dark. And boy, he started screaming and hollering. And so, terror-stricken, panic-stricken, you know. And so, his dad heard all this screaming. And so, he runs to the door and he shakes it and can't get in. And so, he sends somebody to get a locksmith. And until the locksmith came, Robert Louis Stevenson's daddy got down in that keyhole. And little Robert looked through the keyhole and he could see his daddy. And he could hear his soothing words. And he could hear his father giving him the advice and the counsel that he needed. And it wasn't long before the locksmith showed up and he was free. Brother, sister, friend, if you're a child of God, the Heavenly Father is always with you. He'll never leave you. Did you hear what I just said? He'll never leave you. He will never forsake you. And He'll be with you in that season of fear. And so just go ahead and thank Him ahead of time for setting you free. Just go ahead and thank Him ahead of time. For setting you free. By the way, John, here's a good one. Psalm 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them." Oh, that sounds like a good promise to me. In talking about fear, there is one thing that you ought to be afraid of. Here it is. If you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've not surrendered to Him wholeheartedly, if your life hadn't been changed, one of these days you're going to stand before Him. And He's going to say, "Depart from me. I never knew you." And then you're going to spend an eternity having to pay for the sins that you committed. And you're going to be separated from the love of God forever. I can't think of anything worse than that. And so if He's not your Lord and Savior, yeah, are you trying to scare me? No, but I'm giving you gospel truth. I don't believe you ought to try to scare people to death, but that's the truth. And if you're here, whether you're a little bitty young person, or you're as old as I am, and you don't know if you've got Jesus or not, Friend, it wouldn't be, a million demons couldn't keep me from Jesus this morning. But you'd better fear, because judgment day is coming. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. So what are you going to do with this message today? What are you going to do with it? Anytime the Word of God is read, or even sometimes when it's sung, or when it's preached or taught, you have a response on your end that has to be made. What are you going to do? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. What are you going to do with it? Let's pray together. Every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody's looking around. I want to pray for all of us in here in just a moment. But first of all, I want to address this fear that all of us need to have if you're not saved. My Bible tells me, the Word of God tells all of us, if you would be willing to admit your sin before God, He already knows about it, but if you'd be willing to turn from your sin and by faith look to Jesus as the Son of God who is alive forevermore and surrender your heart and life to Him today, He'll not only forgive you of your sin, He will fill your spirit with His spirit. And He'll come in and take control of your life. And so if you're here today, you've got some fear in your heart about Judgment Day, I want you to pray something like this. Father, forgive me of all my sins. I don't completely understand it all, but I do believe that Jesus, your Son, lived a perfect life and died an excruciating death in my place. And right now, I want to ask you to forgive me. And I surrender my life to you. Thank you that I no longer have to be concerned and worried about Judgment Day, because all my sins have been judged in and on the Lord Jesus. If you prayed like that, something like that, I believe today, according to the Word of God, that you are now a child of the King. You're born again. You're a follower of Jesus Christ, and you need to come forward. We want to put some stuff in your hand. We want to pray for you. We want to help you to get started. We're going to teach you how to follow Jesus. But you need to step out and make that public today. You don't have to say anything, just you're coming. And we'll have people here to counsel with you and pray for you. And then I want to pray for the rest of us, because there are many people here today and you're enveloped with fear. I don't know what the subject is. Maybe a fear of dying, a fear of sickness, a fear of illness. Fear of the future, whatever it is. Father, I pray you would give us an altar full of people releasing their fears. Calling it what it is, putting fear in its proper perspective, and exercise their faith in the power and the love and the self-control of Almighty God. Pray you'd fill this altar with folks who are willing to give God praise and thanksgiving for freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. We're all going to stand and sing. Now let me say this. Don't just stand. Ask God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do with your word? What do you want me to do? Let's sing.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.